In Syria, government forces have fully regained control of a famous medieval castle. It's known as Qalat al-Hisn and its surrounding areas near Homs countryside. During the latest army advances, government forces killed a large number of foreign-backed militants, many of them not from Syria. This comes as Syrian troops recently made fresh gains in Yarbrid and in Homs. Meanwhile, insurgents launched mortar shells at a school in Homs on Thursday. The retaliatory attack killed 4 children and left 19 others injured. The Syrian army has been fighting intense battles with foreign-backed militants over the past 3 years. E. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars Online magazine, joins us from Indiana to share his thoughts on this. E. Michael Jones, all we hear about recently on Syria are the fresh gains made by the Syrian army. We're looking at a game changer. Is that going to come in the form of game-changing military equipment coming from U.S., Saudi Arabia, and their allies, or are we looking at a complete win by Assad and his forces?
I think what we're seeing now is the fruit of the deal that got brokered in September, which took the attack that was supposed to retaliate for the poison gas attack off the table. So we've had a couple months now where they've let up. There's been disarray in the rebel forces, and I think the government has capitalized on that. The problem, however, is the situation in the Ukraine. I think now that the United States has been stalemated in its attempt to take over the Ukraine, I think they're going to now retaliate by ramping up an attack in Syria again.
And do you think that perhaps came through a sign from the U.S. when it's closed the Syrian embassy and its consulates in America?
Absolutely. I think that's exactly a sign of what's happening. You have to keep in mind what the big plan here is. The plan is known as the Mackinder thesis. It was created by an Englishman at the beginning of the 20th century, and it's what the island nations, the United States and England, want to do is control the Eurasian landmass. That's the goal of American or Anglo-American foreign policy. And so if they're blocked in the Ukraine, they're going to come again through Syria, through Iran, and then the other way.
Very well. Thank you very much, E. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars Online magazine from Indiana.